just so they have the fact that one
of them,
plus the White House former guy and all that.
That's good.
That takes the edge off whitewash, really, which that was the thing Mitchell kept saying, that those in the country, Liddy and Hunt, are big men.
That's right. They're White House babies.
And maybe that's good.
Todd McGregor and himself.
I think very well. He had a good statement. He said that the grand jury is not speaking for itself.
Whatever you think, we're going to just let that bring you by.
rough one on them with all the stuff about they don't do congressmen and all that sort of stuff. That
I
do a president.
It isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. What is the situation on your on the little red box? They find what the hell that is. We found the box yet.
Gray has never had access to the box. Is now going to pursue the box. I spoke with him just about 30 minutes ago, and in fact said I don't know about the box. Don't know where it is now. We never had an opportunity before when we first released in the press. There was the box to go in. We decided we have grounds now.
The last public story was that she handed over to Edward Bennett-Williams.
That's right.
You're on the to Edward Bennett-Williams and then start questioning that son of a bitch. You get him tied up for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I hope they do. The Bureau better get over to the Williams and get that red box. We want it cleared up. That's exactly the way I gave to Gray. We want it cleared up. We want to get to the bottom of it. If anybody's the only lawyer, we want to know.
The car left probably somewhere near us.
Thank you.
days from now that things come crashing down to our surprise.
But what?
Nothing's going to come crashing down to our surprise.
Well, the whole thing, as you know, a lot of stuff went on,
everybody gets bill or anything.
Well, I think we'd be proud of the White House staff. It really is, has no problems with that.
Well, that's right.
And they're looking, this GAOI that's going on right now, I think that they've got some suspicion in even a cursory investigation, which is not going to discover anything, that they're going to find something here. I learned today, incidentally, that I haven't confirmed this, but it came from the GAO auditor investigator who's down here, that he is down here at the Speaker of the House's request, which surprised me.
Well, goddamn the Speaker of the House, maybe we better put a little heat on him.
I think so, too.
Because he's got a lot worse problems than he's going to find down here.
Sure.
That's the kind of thing.
The police department knows.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, what we really ought to do is call the Speaker and say, I regret to see you ordering GAO down here because of what it's going to cause us to require to do to you.
Why don't you get that part of it? We'll see you and talk about it.
Because he wouldn't do it. Because he wouldn't do it.
Harlow would do it, sure.
Harlow would send Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
I suppose the other area we're going to see some publicity on in the coming weeks because I think after now the indictments are down, there's going to be a cresting on the whitewash charge, of course. I think that we can have, well, the civil cases in advance, because the patents hearings. If any conspiracy committee, we've got it. Whether we'll be successful or not, turn that off, I don't know. We've got a plan whereby Roth, Black, and Pittman, who were counsel for the five men who were, or actually the total seven that were indicted today, are going to go up and visit every member and say, commence hearing, you're going to jeopardize the civil rights of these individuals in the worst way, and they'll never get a fair trial and the like, and try to talk to members on that level.
Why not ask for the request to be heard?
How quickly they plan to, what they're going to say is if you do commence with these hearings, we plan to publicly come up and say what you're doing to the rights of individuals.
As a matter of fact, they could even make a motion in court to get the thing dismissed.
That's another thing we're doing is because the hearing bring injunctive action against the appearance of, say,
but going the other way, dismissal of the.
How about trying to get their criminals' charges dismissed on the grounds of their body owners.
The civil rights type stuff.
Civil rights, well, that would work again. We've got somebody that's approaching the ACLU for these guys. To have them go up and exert some pressure. Because we just don't want stands up there in front of the cameras with Patman asking all these questions. It's just going to be the whole thing, the press going over and over and over again. One suggestion was that Conley is close to Patman, and probably if anybody could talk to Kirby with Patman, Conley might be able to. I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
I don't think
so. Jerry Ford has not really taken an active interest in this matter since developing, so Stans can go see Jerry Ford and try to brief him and explain some of the problems he's got. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're looking at all the campaign reports of every member of that committee. If we're convinced none of them are probably fully complying with the law either. And if they want to get into it, if they want to play around, somebody will be there to say, well, gentlemen, we think we have to call your attention. You haven't complied, and we see you have. And we're not going to hold that a secret if you start talking campaign violations here.
What about Ford? Do you see what you think happened? Conley can't, he said up there.
No,
Conley.
I don't think anybody can do
that. He was having,
but if Ford can get the minority members together on that one, it's going to be.
Well, they got a very weak man at Woodhull, unfortunately. Heckler's all right.
Heckler was great.
She was great with it. That's what I understand. But you see, Woodhull, maybe somebody, Jerry can talk to him. Put it down. Jerry should talk to Woodhull. And just crazy.
Now, this is exactly the thing he was talking about, that the reason they're staying in is so they can right. Run investigation.
Well, the point is that they ought to raise hell about this, and this, these areas are jeopardizing me. I don't know that they're, the council called on the members of the committee, it was much good. It may be all right, but I was thinking if they were, you know, on their bus in a public arena, you know what I mean, publicized.
Right, right.
That's what this is, public relations.
Yes, that's all it is, particularly if that folks brings up that. That's the last forum that looks like it could be a problem where you have the least control of the way it stands right now. Kennedy's also suggested he may call during his administrative practice and through your subcommittee. As this case has been all along, you can spin out portals that you can conceive of, and so we just don't do that. I stopped doing that about 2 months ago. We just take one time to deal with it based on.
And you really can't just sit and worry yourself about all the time and things. The worst may happen, but it may not. So you just try to button it up as well as you can and hope for the best. And remember that basically the damn thing is just one of those unfortunate things.
Certainly that's right, and certainly had no effect on you. That's the good thing.
It has been kept away from the White House almost completely, and from the President totally. The only tie to the White House is that the Colton effort they keep trying to haul in.
And now, of course,
that's
two
apart.
Former White House people low level indicted one consultant and one member of the Domestic Council staff. That's not very much of a time.
No.
Well, their names have been already mentioned.
Oh,
they've been discounted.
They've been convicted in the press.
Yep.
God damn it, they've been communists. You'd have the Washington Post and the New York Times raising hell about their civil rights.
That's right.
Or Manson.
It's Jesus Christ.
They've been killers.
Wouldn't this render? It's absolutely true.
These poor bastards are late. They've got no way.
Maybe it is.
I think maybe that's what they're just
just, you know, just been trying to let them have an appeal day up there.
What's the first move? When does he call it his witness?
Well, he has not even gotten the vote of his committee. He hasn't convened his committee yet on whether he can call hearings. That's why come Monday morning, these attorneys are going to arrive on the doorstep of the chairman and try to tell him what he's doing if he proceeds. One of the members, Gary Brown, wrote plaintiffs a letter saying, if the chairman holds committee hearings on this, isn't this going to jeopardize your criminal case?
Brown's a smart call, so he's from Michigan.
That's right.
He's not tied before. He's a very smart call.
Good lawyer, he's been helpful. He's anxious to have.
He's told early when they get Brown, they can forward him, and they could work on something, but they ought to get off our heads and push it. Just let it happen. They're free right here.
Well, we can keep them well briefed on moves if they'll move when we provide them with the strategy. And we'll have a round of depositions going the other way soon. We'll be calling the O'Briens and the like on our visa process soon.
What do you think?
What are your questions? Now let's stop Roth last year started the posing. He's quite a character. He was getting into the sex life of some of the members of the DNC.
What's his justification?
Well, he's working on the entrapment theory that they were hiding something, or they had secrets and information and affairs to hide, and they had some way conspired to bring this thing about themselves. It's a way out theory that no one had cut it. He had scheduled Patricia Harris, and she didn't show up. She went to the beauty parlor instead, so he went down to the courthouse, and she had been directed to show up. Then the next day, the judge cut all the depositions off. But he had a host of wild questions, including, you know, where O'Brien got his compensation when he was chairman. Not that he knows anything about that, but just an interesting question he thought he might want to ask the chairman under oath.
It gives us the same hunting license that it gave them. That's how we can play the same game they're playing, but we ought to be able to do better at it.
Well,
are those depositions sealed?
That's right.
They are?
But that argues that they won't want them unsealed. They'll want them unsealed less than we will. We made the argument at some point to get them unsealed. I think what's going to happen in the civil case is the judge is going to dismiss the pending complaint down there right now. They will then turn around and file a new complaint, which will come back to Richie again. That'll probably happen the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Then 20 days will run until any answers will have to be filed, any depositions will be commenced. So we're eating up an awful lot of time.
But on their
side,
why
will they?
Probably on a dual ground, both on the substantive ground that they haven't stated a good cause of action, that there's improper class action filed, that O'Brien indeed doesn't represent any class, and he'll just dismiss it on the merits. It's not a good complaint. He's already shaved it down to almost nothing on his original order. They will then have to redesign it in a much narrower action. But the judge himself, again, suggested something to counsel, that you've got a good race judicata argument here. If he dismisses on the merits, that they can't file another suit. They're out of the court totally.
But our suit still hangs.
Our suit would still, we have two suits, and we have the visa process and the libel suit.
We can take depositions on both of those?
Absolutely.
Yes.